Right now, joining us, our buddy, Keith Garrett, from Big Blue Banter.
Let's have banter with him.
Let's have some banter. Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm great, gentlemen. How are you this evening?
We're good.
We are well. We're in the hospital, but we're well.
They finally, the mental hospital, come pick you guys up?
No, we're in the, they haven't admitted us yet. We're in the lobby of St. Joseph.
It's not a mental hospital.
I just think mental hospital with you guys. I didn't know.
Yeah, I got that. We've been hanging out with Jerome Bettis.
Well, that's jealous. That's the buzz. Awesome.
There you go.
He's a pretty cool guy.
So I got your mental hospital, pal.
Yeah, we'll send the bus down there.
So what's going on? Let's banter about Big Blue, shall we?
Let's do. What do you want to talk about? There's a lot that's been going on.
I will say this. You saw where Joel Berry is going to come back to North Carolina, and we can't even get Isaac Humphries to stay at Kentucky.
Unfortunately, I don't know what Roy Williams says, but he is the master at keeping players longer than any other school would have. Him and Patino, I think, have a running bet on who can keep the most talented player to come back to school for the year. It's impressive. And you can't fault the kid. You know, he wants to come back. It's his senior year. Good for him, but I'm with you. It would be nice if we had some guys that did that too.
It's so easy to go to school there. You know, their academic standards aren't that high.
Oh, he's going to get a second degree already just for being there 4 years. They give you a master's.
Oh, Lord.
Probably.
Do you think Cal should call Roy and see what his trick is? Is it just that, Joel Berry, it was on some All-America teams this year. He will be, if he's healthy, an All-American next year, and that's great. But he's not a guy, even if he put his name in. I think I saw, Keith, there are something like 182 kids that have put their name in the draft.
But he is coming back.
He will come back. But he's not one of the guys you think automatically would have gone like in the first round. Maybe if he did go in the first round, maybe he would have made a different decision.
Yeah, and that's where it really comes into play is it's not like he's coming back from a lottery pick or a guaranteed first-round pick. It's just not happening. And Joel Berry's a fine point guard. He's one of Carolina's best. But as we all know, the NBA looks more at potential than they do a good college player. So it's not shocking. And truth be told, while we may look at this and say, Joel Berry's coming back. Man, well, you know, what if we could have had Tyler Ulis come back for a junior year? Well, I'd still rather be in the position where we lose a Tyler Ulis and gain a De'Aaron Fox versus lose a Tyler Ulis and have nobody behind it. So I'll still take Cal's method any day.
Well, you know, likely Roy's going to do okay. I mean, they are coming off a national championship, and it looks like that they're going to get – they're really up there right now for Kevin Knox anyway. Them are Duke. And so he's going to end up with some pretty good players. So when you got a senior leadership of a point guard, particularly one as good as Berry, you know, that always bodes well for having a good season.
It does, and I think Roy Williams, I'm not going to say his days are numbered, but I think North Carolina's days of being in the top five perennially are numbered. Not even because of the probable NCAA stuff that should come down. Who knows? It might take another decade. But they don't have a lot in the cupboard. They have not been stocked up with recruits. I think Kevin Knox, I want to say, it's been something like almost a decade. I saw a stat where it's maybe been a decade since Williams has had a McDonald's All-American recruit. It's something absurd that you would never think Roy Williams in North Carolina.
Yeah, I heard that.
But their time is running out. So he better think his lucky stars Barry's coming back in that he needs Knox. And think about that position. If he gets Knox, they're in a good position. If he doesn't, they're going to be well worse than imagined. Whereas in our situation, oh, well, we didn't get Knox. It's fine. You know, maybe we'll get Bombette. Maybe we'll get Cam Johnson. Maybe we'll get another player. There's like five options. So not that big a deal.
Well, Keith, tell me about this Cam Johnson. To be quite honest with you, I'd never really heard of him until just the last week or so. What is the story with him?
Well, he's eligible immediately. He'd have 2 years, and he's got experience, and he is a lights-out shooter. So anytime you can bring someone from a Power 5 conference that shoots 40-plus percent, and we can stick him in a system where he's desperately needed, I think that's really – I don't know a lot about him either. All I know is I've seen a couple of highlights, and I've seen his stats, and, you know, we love these one-and-dones that are heralded high school recruits, but in a lot of instances, if we can get a two-year college player that shoots 40%, that's probably, if you stack him up with the top recruits in America, we'd probably be better off having him than the top recruit and at his position
and
anyway.
He's eligible right now, right?
Yeah, immediately, and he'd have 2 years left.
Yeah.
Now,
so
he's a graduate. Is he a graduate? Is that the way this works?
I think it is, but I didn't think you'd have 2 years as a graduate unless he's I'm not sure of the background on him. But I do know he's eligible.
Yeah, we got
to
check.
Yeah, it's Pitt, right, that he's coming from?
Yeah, Pitt. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can't imagine why he has 2 years eligibility.
But we'll find
out. Yeah, we'll find out.
Unless
him.
He just didn't play his freshman year, and he played the last 2 years, so he really only has 2 years, but he had 3 years of school. That would be the only
Or he may have been redshirted. Something.
Possibly.
We'll find out.
We'll find out, but there's something to it,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But he definitely has 2 years, and he's eligible immediately.
Well, we did get Michael Mulder, a similar, not quite that way, but nonetheless, I'm a little leery of I don't know what he did at Pitt, and again, I don't know much about him, and most of us don't, but Michael Mulder was heralded to be a great shot and everything, but when he got here, he was a bit overwhelmed. I hope this doesn't happen with him.
I think the huge difference is coming from, you know, a JUCO in Canada versus Pitt.
Right.
I think that will not be the case with a Cam.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I hope so.
We'll be okay. Are you excited about the NFL draft tomorrow?
No. I'm excited for John Toth.
John Toth? We hear probably second round?
Between the second and the fourth. I think second is probably going to be his highest, but definitely by the fourth.
That's so, okay. So he's going to play in. He's going to play in the league for a long time.
He is. I mean, it's the quarterback of the line, and that's something that is way underrated in the NFL.
Yep. All right, we got to run, but we'll catch up with you soon. We love Big Blue Banter. It's fantastic, and we always love having you on the show, man.
I appreciate it, and yeah, check it out. We put out a ton of content today. We our team's growing, and we're a snowball.
Cool. Cool. All right, KG.
See you, KG.
Yeah, good evening.
You too. Keith Garrett from BigBlueBanter.com. It's pretty cool. Great show.